Thanks for joining us as we continue our devotions on the family. And the question today is, how can we keep our family strong? Well, I know there's no simple answer to that question, but for sure, the place to start is the premier parenting passage in the Old Testament. Hear, O Israel, Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. Let's just stop there. In Deuteronomy 5, Moses reminded the Israelites of the Ten Commandments. These are the words that I command you, Moses is referring to in this passage. So when he says, these words that I command you, he's referring back to the Ten Commandments. The commandments are a summary of all the law. And these commandments of God are to be on our hearts. Now, here's a question. How does a person put God's commandments on his or her heart? Okay, two things. Number one, we have to read God's word. The Bible is God's love letter to us. The Father wants to meet you there every day. The Holy Spirit, who indwells each believer, impresses the needed truth and instruction on your heart. Parents who desire to lead their children spiritually, we have no other thing we need to do than start in God's Word, reading and studying God's Word every day. Instead of reading books about parenting, you can do that too, but always start with God's Word. Again, as the old saying goes, speed of the leader, speed of the team. And we have to be those who are in God's Word every day. Secondly, it's not enough just to read God's Word, we're to apply God's Word. In his New Testament book, the writer James warns us that reading without applying is worthless. We have to do what God calls us to do, and that means that we need to stop some things and start some things. It's going to call for rearrangement of priorities. It will demand that you do something. So, yeah, I know some of you wanted some more profound things, like some seven crazy radical steps to put God's word on your heart. And I'm sorry there aren't those seven radical steps. It's just some basic reading of God's word. And until we learn that discipline of reading God's word each day and applying the truth, we're going to flounder in our walk with God, and we're going to flounder in truly leading our children. By the way, the most crazy and radical thing you can do as a follower of Jesus is to read and apply the words of his love letter to us and apply it in all areas of our life. So, Father, help us never be bored with the basics or frustrated with the foundations. Help us as singles and spouses and parents to do first things first. Be in your word every day and apply it to our lives. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.